Welcome back to the Casual Anime Podcast. I'm your usual host, Frederick. Joining me, as always does, is Karsten.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Karsten. Now, what is this hour? It's pretty late. Whenever you usually record this.
Yeah, it's, I'm just gonna lay flat down and say, I messed up.
Yeah, we were gonna do, like, viewing together and comment film as we saw it and then do a recording afterwards, but apparently I didn't get the memo, so I ended up having to watch the film right now, all 2 hours of it, catch up, and then we're recording.
Yeah,
but that's
I mean busy mind, you know, I'm studying now, so yeah, going to back to school a little bit. Just busy days. Getting my truck license soon, so that's nice.
All right. Of course, decided to watch another Shinkai film. And oh boy, was this another Shinkai film.
Yeah.
I think you probably take like any 10-second clip from this movie, and almost anyone who has ever seen a Shinkai film will, well, this is a Shinkai film.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I mean, we've done the whole trilogy, as they call it, Your Name, Weathering with You, and Susume. I don't really know why they call it trilogy, but. Maybe they
probably seems after he got famous.
Yeah, but I think some of the plot goes on in Tokyo in all three movies.
Yeah, and it's probably like you see characters in all of his films. So there was probably like a bunch of characters from all his other films sprinkled in. I don't know if I saw Taki on the train, maybe, sitting next to might not be. I would have to look it up later. But she does take after the Mitsuha aesthetic, like the red ribbon at least.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So, I mean, just as a general thing, for we every minute detail. Which of the Shinkai films is...
Oh, you're putting me on the spot now?
Because, I mean, then... it's probably Your Name. I think it's probably...
I mean, it's the most famous one, for sure. Is it the best one? Yeah, it's Your Name.
I mean, if it's not think too much for a second, it's probably Your Name is appealing, even though the other one might be cleverer. But I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
on the other hand, was maybe quite predictable if you've watched Your Name.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Also, Weathering with You also, if you watched... I mean, if you watched two Shinkai films, you know the gist of it. But then again, the movie was 2 hours long. And the one thing... I mean, they flesh out pretty much... They flesh out Susume, they flesh out Shuta. I don't know how you say his name.
It's weird, actually, because that's like the slang for like a young boy, isn't it? Japan? Shota?
Shota-kun? Shota. Yeah.
I would pick for a name.
But the thing I wanted fleshed out more was the worm and... the two keystones, Dajin and Sajajin.
Yes, but I don't know, that might be a little too, right? Because start droning on about complicated things that are not
Yeah.
based in reality, everyone kind of falls asleep, right? So you have
I
to
mean,
dedicate quite a lot of time, or you have to be a very storyteller, make all of this flow natural.
yeah, but I mean, there's a couple of boring parts in the middle of the movie where they go on a road trip and stuff happens. I mean, I enjoy it,
I
but I've
thought the
seen a
first
lot of
worms were pretty
criticism.
boring, though. I don't know
Yeah.
about
I didn't really think it was a worm at first. I thought it
that.
was a flower or something.
I mean, I do prefer
But I'm.
the between communication between people rather than the action. I cut you off.
Yeah, well, I was just saying, from what I read online, the most criticism this movie got was the boring parts in between. But people that listen to us know that we enjoy that kind of boring, adventurous road trip feel with Laid Back Camp and other shows.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, there's maybe not a lot to like criticize the film for in scenes. Starts off with like what you would assume is a dream sequence, or maybe a flashback, and then it goes into over. Mountain towns kind of thing, and that's like probably why he probably keeps animators and artists on retainer and just basically tells them, "Well, I'm gonna need these kinds of shots in my next films as well. So just keep drawing twilights, keep making water effects, and keep
Yeah.
perfecting them, and I'm gonna use them in like a year or two."
I mean, it's the whole animation part was predictable. I really enjoyed the moving cars, actually, if I'm gonna be completely OCD about something. I really enjoyed it. Much better done in this than most other shows or movies we have seen.
Sure, and obviously he now has a key fetish to add to his list,
Yeah.
because there's like so many
Trains.
shots of him, of someone rotating a key in a lock. Yeah, it's feet, it's trains, and it's horses. That.
Yeah, I mean, when they got on the hyperspeed train, I was just blown away. I share a train fetish.
Sure, but I mean, can't be that exciting, right?
Probably not.
You could
We
just
don't
take the
have
TG,
trains
you
where
could
I
take
live,
the
so yeah.
TGV in France, right? Or maybe the Eurostar. Have
Never been there.
like a
Yeah.
somewhat the same feeling, right?
I mean, you go to France, I go to Spain. So, yeah. I've never seen trains in Spain. And probably are, but yeah.
Probably economic reasons for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked how they got into the action quickly and then they never really looked back, right?
Yeah, totally.
Usually the main character is like, you have to coax them into being the main character. He grabbed that her whole fist and jumped straight into it. Did almost no persuading, and I'm gonna say she's very athletic. I don't know how she does that. All
Yeah.
the highway jumping and rail jumping, that was phenomenal. How does she do it?
I mean, 16 years old. when I was 16 years old, I was probably just as flexible.
Yeah, but I mean, the entire point of your name is that Taki is like much more physically fit than Mitsuha. So when he is in her body, he's basically drawing everyone in, like the buses, so on and so forth. So yeah.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we haven't really talked about Shota. Just say chair guy or key guy. Yeah. He becomes a chair at some point in the movie. And I mean,
and he had more features as a chair than he had as not a chair, in my opinion.
Yeah, totally. I mean, the one jump in the amusement park was just glorious. I really, and also, just to add on to that, which I had in my notes, who the hell shuts down an amusement park and makes it so easy to turn back on?
All very valid question, and I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of derelict things, though, like the ruins at the start as well. It's like, well, why is this? Yeah. I don't know. There's probably not a lot of abandoned ghost towns in Japan, I would reckon. I mean, I don't even know if Fukushima is a ghost town. Probably not.
No. I've seen some documentaries from there. There are people living in the area, so.
And people live in Hiroshima and Nagasaki now as well, so it's not like. But they do have a declining birth rate.
You
people
mean
people move from the from like districts. Everyone is rammed in Tokyo.
Yeah,
just my energy,
and I don't know why. Well,
jobs.
If we went there, yeah, jobs. But if we went there, would you rather enjoy Tokyo or would you go to the suburbs and check out Yamanashi? Or
yeah, sure. I mean,
you know,
go to Akihabara too, right?
And, totally.
You probably dance Gangnam Style down. I'm not Gangnam Style now. Oh, Tommy Cat build. Why did I say
that? I mean, wrong country. Yeah.
That's in Korea. That's my country.
Yeah.
Obviously, we would go in like a country and. Roads looked fine, perfectly fine.
You know what would elevate this movie to a 10? Mount Fuji.
Sure, but it was... I don't think it's very close to a 10. Fine.
I mean, how could you miss Mount Fuji? Oh, it's the worst mistake in the movie ever.
Probably used a proxy. Remember the mountain?
No. I mean, they were going in train, going fast.
And they actually traveled quite a distance. Quite impressive, actually.
Yeah, almost the whole country, except for the Hokkaido area. Yeah. Which is one place we have to visit when we're there. Golden Kamuy, yeah.
Sure. That would have to be like a 4 week. You're gonna do everything.
Yeah. How would we get the money or time to do it? Yeah. I think we have to put some money on the lottery.
But anyway, back to the end. Earthquakes. You know the earthquake that was in Iceland? Oh?
Yeah.
Or maybe the first earthquake in the film showed 4 point something. 4.0 maybe. And that was barely a shake. And then we have our local media classifying the Icelandic earthquake at 4.2 as a powerful earthquake. Scratching.
Yeah. But I think earthquakes are... Earthquakes are different over there.
No, they're... No. Magnitudes are the different. Same, right? Yeah, but Iceland is also the same, though, because they're also on, like, a interesting zone. Not such a dangerous zone, because it's subduction zone on Japan, while it's like a... just the plate goes separate ways under Iceland. But yeah, so that's quite a different story. But they also are very prone to earthquakes.
Yeah, but you know, Iceland has Viking building techniques.
You mean Japan
that has paper buildings.
You mean like hobbit holes in the ground, right?
Yeah.
Long houses. Definitely. Iceland. Very evolved.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have the banks. Yes, they have banks. Didn't cause a financial.
Yeah. 8 years ago, maybe.
Something like that. But anyway. Yeah.
Movie.
The chair.
The chair.
I mean, Oh, go ahead.
I really enjoyed the emotional attachment towards the end. When we see the mother making it, when we see that's the only thing she was hanging on to as all the other people have died in the tsunami. Really, really jerked that tear to my eye, you could say.
Yes, definitely very emotional. But then you like raise the question, is the chair also a reason why she's so attached to Shota now? Because he embodies the chair right now. Is this her true feelings?
Yeah.
Or is it just the chair nostalgia?
The ending was kind of... I mean, it wasn't...
You know why it has to be a chair, right? Because it's going to be weird that she's kissing, like, a grown man, right? I think, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean...
controversies, all that.
I think she fell for him.
As a chair?
Yes, as a chair. But I mean,
do you think the chair has mourning wood?
Oh, definitely. But I mean, what's gonna happen is he's gonna be a teacher and she's gonna be a nurse, and somewhere later down the line they're gonna get married, and that's probably fine.
Yeah.
But like from the implication later in the movie, it's basically just, or in the last scene of the movie, it's like, well, he's back after like a month, maybe. So
maybe a little too early. Yeah, and everything goes on just like normal. He's traveling back to Tokyo. Probably have to do a year of school again or something. He has been studying to be a teacher for 4 years. And he missed 2 tests towards the end. So I don't know how that works in Norway.
I assume he missed the main test and then he missed the catch-up test. Like that's for people who are like those the first time. So yeah, now
and
he
in
has
Norway
to
you would just take a test 6 months later. But I don't know if you have to do the whole semester
have to do
again.
The entire thing again. That would be quite mean.
Yeah.
Does sound like he misses a lot of things.
Yeah. Right? I mean, there's a high difficulty job searching places for gates to lock.
Oh yeah, I thought you were talking about the teaching job. Yes, I think teaching in Japan is a whole lot easier than teaching in some other country. Because of the discipline the children have.
Yeah.
You can basically just tell them to clean up the classroom, and I think they will clean up the classroom.
Yeah, totally.
And I mean, even though there are delinquents and bullies and all that, we've seen that in various areas. Yeah. It's a different culture. I did think like the missing chair leg would play a major part later. Like a vampire spike, like something you could stake a vampire with. Yes, I was thinking they were going to use it on, to kill the worm or something. Yeah, no.
No, the worm still lives on.
Yes, and they did steal, or I don't know, steal is the right word. But they did copy, like, Red Harry Potter ending, right?
With the Horcruxes.
Cool. With Harry seeing himself across the lake, casting a Patronus.
Oh.
So, yeah. He thinks it's his father he sees, actually himself.
Yeah, the ending, yeah. I mean, the ending was okay.
It's how all of his endings go lately. It's like...
I mean, your name ending was pretty... Pretty good.
Yes, but this is basically your name ending with a shorter, basically. Because your name ending, you're not satisfied until they say the famous line, Kimi no Nawa, or whatever.
Yeah.
When they meet on the stairs. And it's quite like a suspenseful build-up before that happens, because... His previous film, the two main characters ends up, maybe before that, 3 centimeters per second, the main characters end up meeting again, and then end up being separated by like a crane going past, and when he looks back, she isn't there anymore, because she moved on, because she didn't care. While he was still lingering, so it's like... at least you know it's going to be a happy ending this time, and we got that within, like, 5 minutes of, like, the climax, so... A much quicker resolution, I guess.
I don't really... Sure, I like happy endings,
Yeah,
but I okay, yeah, I shouldn't have said that, but I think Shinkai should experiment some more with his endings. I think it's one of the things he is lacking in his skill set, how to make the endings really good.
Perhaps, and I was expecting more like resistance in like the conflict part when Auntie comes to Tokyo. But it's like not even an issue.
No,
everyone and just the goes. Only issue. Everyone just goes along with her crazy ideas.
Yeah, and the only issue we see is the second keystone. Influencing the aunt to say very mean things to a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, sure.
And also the second keystone, why did it show up there?
A draw to her.
Yeah, but I didn't think they'd take it out of the worm or the hole in Tokyo.
Maybe Grandpa had some influence over that. I don't know.
Yeah. And also we should talk about how the main character is basically trying to kill a cat at one point. Also trying to kill the grandpa. You see this man laying on his deathbed in the hospital. And she's riling him up. And we're seeing the... the pulse meter or...
Yeah, the heartbeat monitor.
Heartbeat monitor going up and storming out, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was no stopping Susume anyway, so there was, like, good luck trying. But, I mean, everyone went along with her way too easily, right? Especially Shota's friends. What does he get out of it? He gets a wrecked car, and he doesn't even get the auntie. Because, well, I guess he doesn't.
No, because she had the guy from home, the one in the office.
Yeah, but she doesn't care about him.
No,
maybe.
I don't know.
That would be way too weird, though, if Serizawa started dating the aunt, like, and Shota started dating Susume.
Yeah. And you'd have to believe they were around the same age, Shota and Serizawa.
Like early 20s, maybe.
Yeah. Auntie is probably in his 35, maybe.
Yeah, Susume says he's 40 or something, but I don't think he's 40.
No. Yeah, but I mean, you're totally right. They're going along too easily.
Not that I'd mind, because that conflict is boring, I think.
Yeah.
That's probably something he's dealing with either.
Conflict, yeah. I'm trying to rack my brain around if we had any big conflicts in Shinkai movies before, but I can't really think of something.
Well, it's Mitsuha with her politician dad, right?
Yeah.
Because he's not really in much of the film.
No. But I mean, it's a lot more, I wouldn't say action-based, but there's a lot more action scenes in this movie than before.
Sure. A lot of door closing.
Yeah.
I mean, why is... What kind of earthquake were they implying was going to happen?
The one at where the worm broke free?
There's a lot of natural disasters in Shinkai films that kills a lot of people. Like, meteor strikes and spikes. And I think they kill more than realistically. They should, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe... Probably. I don't know. Not meteor strikes, though. Those can't compare those. I haven't really had them.
No. But I mean, they explain it as it will kill a lot of people. But at one point, they said it would split the earth. And I mean...
That would kill everyone.
Yeah. Totally. So... I just think it's there as a point to move them forward to the end. It's really not a serious thing that can happen, maybe.
But will it happen again?
Yeah. Because
and what are they doing this time to prevent someone turning into a chair again from happening?
Yeah. But then again, somewhere along the lines in the movie, I had in my notes that will it happen again or something? And I don't remember who said it. History will repeat itself, says Dajin. I mean, so the Earth has been broken before by the earthquake?
There was like Saren, no, not Sovereign said that in Mass Effect, right? Cycle itself more times.
Yeah.
I'm a Vara.
Yeah. So you're saying Shinkai has been playing Mass Effect?
I think he's read Harry Potter at least.
Yeah.
I think definitely has evolved music.
Yeah.
It's more jarring contrasts. That's fine because certain music for certain scenes.
And the title song or the opening or the do 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 do. It's been it's been very popular, probably more than the Your Name song.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard it everywhere in the last year or so. But the interesting thing is that he or the musicians has split it up. They play on everywhere in the or some parts of the movie. It plays just slight differently and in small doses. So it's really nice how to see his involvement in using the music to another capacity than he has been using it before.
Yeah, I mean, probably makes a lot of money, so he probably has very little incentive to improve, but certainly could improve. So, I mean, how much do you think you should improve on a score-based thing?
I mean, at least I gave Your Name 9. I can't remember what I gave Tenki no Ko or Weathering with You. Probably a 9 also. If I'm...
it's more forgettable. Weathering with You.
Tenki no Ko, yeah. Yeah.
I will never forget.
That's true.
Very memorable. I think this.
Yeah, I'm also there.
This is also like Shinkai has like this Ghibli standard as well. Obviously, if you compare Shinkai films, if you compare it to other animes, probably closer to a 9, but it's not really this good of you put it only with Ghibli and Shinkai films and normalize the scores, it'd be that high.
Yeah. I mean, you could throw Red Line and Akira and, yeah, but they're separate things.
Yeah, I mean, if something would bankrupt you when you make it, I don't think it counts right.
Yeah. true. I did see they mentioned Whisper of the Heart, which is a Ghibli movie, in the posts. I mean, that's also one thing we haven't talked about. Daijin, the cat. How did the other people perceive him or her as?
Cats. It was very annoying seeing cat everywhere.
No, no, all the other people.
Okay.
Because we as the viewer seen the cat through Susume's eyes.
Yes.
But the cat is in the karaoke bar, or the hostess bar. It's the same thing. And he's buying rounds for everyone.
Is he? I think that's just a joke.
Yeah, maybe.
Because everyone else takes a picture of the cat and says, oh, a cat. Cars swerve because it's a kitten. There's a kitten on the bridge. Yeah. Kitten in the car. Yes, it's just a cat, I think. It's in contrast to like the worm, people can actually see this cat and they can hear the cat as well. So thanks to them actually being able to hear the cat, Susume isn't being institutionalized because they can basically there's basically something is going on here, and we'll just have to see this out and see what's gonna happen. Because there's a talking cat and I don't really know what's going on anymore.
Yeah, and that's probably the main reason why the aunt and the teacher guy is following along with Susume towards the old town.
Yeah, sure, but I mean, under normal circumstances, the aunt would just have yoinked her out of the car and gone home with her.
Yeah, true. I mean, animation, everything, perfect Shinkai.
But I wish Shotakens had more facial.
Yeah.
He's very boring, even as a chair. He's more interesting as a chair than a...
Yeah. Well, I mean, we probably over half the movie stick with the chair.
Yes, and his friend has more facial features and better, style than him. That's mind-numbingly crazy. I mean, if they switched those two, basically the film would have been... Or, I mean, nothing would really have happened in the film differently, but the main character would have a more interesting look.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I see what you mean. I totally agree. Weird decisions.
And I didn't really get the emphasis on her tying her red ribbon, because it's not as important as in Your Name, Mitsuha's hair tie. And it's follow the red thread through the story, but it's not really that important in the story, because you can't really get lost in this story. It's very straightforward.
Yeah, I mean, they follow it on the phone. They're searching Instagram or Twitter or anything for the cat and just following him. So, I mean, it's nice the way they did it. I really enjoyed the pop-ups with the cat and everything. So,
had you wished he had thrown the cat?
Yeah. I mean, cats have 9 lives.
She just couldn't bring herself. That's better than 99% of all.
So there's only 100 Twitch streamers? No?
That don't abuse animals? A lot of them are psychotic.
I mean, I only heard about one. That's Tron the Cat.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But I think there's a couple of them, but it's more like a lot of them just have animals because, well, it's content, right? And then
yeah,
you just see them be neglected on stream. Like, well,
you have the cat
yeah,
cam.
Yeah, you think they don't really love their animals. Because I think you have to take time to give them attention. Especially when you're like streaming 9 hours or something. That's you can't just be streaming 9 hours. You have to give them some attention.
I think you're really far out there. We've missed the plot.
Well, it's
now.
Basically having like having children. You would know this.
I have children. Okay. News to me. No. Yeah. No, I totally agree with everything you said, but yeah. I also had 2 cats before. One died of old age and the other one went missing. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, cats do require slightly less attention.
Yeah. But cats are best, yeah. Neko, neko.
Sure. What about the gigantic cat later? Like the gods. Why are all the gods yeah. cats?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, maybe an Egypt thing, maybe.
Yeah, maybe I mean, this, there's a lot of deity. From, there's like a lot of deity cats in Japan. But I think most of them, like me. Yeah, there's one this yeah. fat cat that sat on like a step for like years, and it died, and now it has a statue of it sitting on this step, and people come and well, somewhat of a tourist attraction. Yeah, it's like a.
You also have an island in Genshin Impact, where there's a cat shrine.
Sure.
And you have to repair it, and it's in Inazuma, so it's Japan. Do you remember it?
I do remember it. That's a cat shrine. There's probably cat shrines in Japan.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, and
so we're just rambling on here.
Bring up?
No, I think we've said it all, haven't we?
I mean,
it's a great movie. It's a Shinkai movie. You know what you're gonna get. You know you're gonna see the Holy Trinity trains.
Feet. Bloody feet, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of new, but yeah.
I was shocked that Auntie didn't find Susumu at club, the hostess club.
Yeah, totally.
That was just the perfect layup for that.
It would be a bit cliche. Wouldn't
of
it?
Of course, of course. Why even have that? I even had that leg of the journey. Could have just skipped that part.
But I mean, it goes to show how helpful people you help are. She and Shota helped her grab her tangerines that's falling down the motorway or mountain way.
Wait, was that the same person? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wasn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was a separate person.
Ah, okay.
There was like four different people or something on the journey. I'm not even sure they were the same people. Maybe they were.
Maybe. I mean, you could blame it on me because I made you stay up so late.
No, I mean, that's fine. Fine. So who do you think had the best, like, performance? Voice actor, wise.
Voice actor, wise.
It's not something we you talk about.
I mean,
Susume was very.
Yeah, I mean, it was soothing. It was chaotic when she needed it to be.
I haven't checked it. I'm. Sometimes. I think I choose actors. Probably. And not a voice.
Yeah, it's her only voice acting role. 20 years old. So, yeah, that's interesting. Also, the Shota is also first, he's a singer. So.
Oh, no. So he's an idol, probably.
Probably. I mean, Susume's special ability, I'm just reading off my anime list now. Crying in acting and swimming.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So
one detail I did like was like the music in the car, though. Funny.
Yeah.
And in the end, everyone was singing.
Yeah, he played in Howl's Moving Castle and Arrietty. So, like yeah,
he only takes big or like big movies, yeah. I guess.
Big movies. Spirited Away. He was the big baby.
Maybe he's related to Shing.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. But anyway, I think we want to wrap up.
Yeah, totally. So this is going to come out probably in the close to the New Year's. So after the New Year's, we're going to have a pretty fun episode. Episode about the Attack on Titan ending. So you can look forward to that. It's Frederick's wish, and since I made the mistake today to keep him up longer, I will grant it.
Well, I was actually just suggesting like a 5-minute segment, but I mean, if you episode, well, sure.
I mean, not the full episode, but let's just take a 20-minute episode or something. Just
if we start that, it's gonna spiral into like a discussion of. Lots of the other things about Attack on Titan. So make sure you spoil.
Let's just do that.
Make sure you spoil yourself before we spoil you.
That should be our catchphrase.
Yeah, it's probably already.
Probably.
There's nothing original about me.
No.
Where can
so you can find us at the Casual Anime Pod on X. You can find us on every podcast app you have. iTunes, Podcast Addict, Spotify, the Casual Anime Podcast. We do anime episodes, sometimes manga, sometimes we do live action. Did you see the Yu Yu Hakusho live action? I heard people say it's really good, but it's very rushed, so...
Very... Yeah, sure. You're we can rough, watch yeah. that as well sometime in the...
Yeah, totally. So, yeah. Have a happy holidays. I hope your day is doing great, and thank you for listening to us. If you want to chat with us or anything, just message us on X or SoundCloud or on our SoundCloud. Our email is thecastleanimepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to ask us questions or just get in touch with us, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for watching. 2024. All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye.